Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to another episode of Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover, and our episode today is going to be mindset activities to build your mindset and their growth mindset activities. I have 7 growth mindset activities to help build your mindset. As we said before, we went over negative growth and negative mindset and also growth mindset. And just in case you don't know what a growth mindset is, for the, for the uninitiated, a growth mindset is a mindset coined by Carol Dweck, who talks about 2 different mindsets, which is fixed mindset and growth mindset. And we've gone over the fixed mindset, which was a couple of days ago. So the 7 growth mindset activities to try that I have for you. So if you're looking to be growing yourself, which you should be every day in order to conquer life and in business, it's important to develop your mindset. One such way is through growth mindset activities. And even though it's best to learn and use them at a younger age, we can still change our ways as we grow older, as the saying goes. Because, you know, they used to say, you can't teach old dogs new tricks, but they can learn. With this in mind, here are some growth mindset activities that you can try out. One of them is self-exploration. If it's not clear already, our current mindset influences how we shape our future moving forward. If we have a fixed mindset, chances are that we'll be stuck in the same position we are in right now. That's why we're trying to go to a growth mindset, and this is an activity for you. So one thing that we can do to change that is doing some growth mindset activities that encourage us to change our ways and our mindset. On such activities is self-exploration. This means diving into your mindset and start making changes to your mindset, so that you can start having a growth mindset. The second activity is identifying everyday mindsets. Examples. A fixed mindset and growth mindset don't just show up in the learning environments, but everyday life too. Out of the several growth mindset activities out there, this one brings our attitudes to the forefront. How it does that is that we are looking at the behavior and presenting examples. To do this activity, take several sheets of paper and an assortment of coloring pencils. If you're doing this by yourself, then you could type these out. After that, write down examples of how each mindset can be applied in your everyday life. These can be phrases that each mindset uses, their opinions to subjects like changes, challenges, failures, and roadblocks, and how they handle adversity, and so on. When you write these down, do both mindsets. Do the one for the fix. How would a fixed mindset handle challenges? How would a fixed mindset handle failures and roadblocks? And then write down one for the growth mindset, how your opinions and your mindset changes, how it is and how it handles challenges, failures, and roadblocks as well. Make sure you do this activity properly so you can get the description of both mindset. It also pays to do this in a group, as the idea to write these things out, then discuss why you think this way. You can also have a person you can go back and forth with, such as an accountability partner. The third activity you can do is take action. One of the simplest growth mindset activities out there is just to do it. starting something new, whether it's learning something or building a habit, is the toughest part. If you have a fixed mindset, there are good odds that you're not eager to step out of that comfort zone of yours. If you want to develop a growth mindset, you will need to change your attitude and start doing more. Hence the phrase, just do it. This isn't just focusing on stuff you're passionate about. It's also about exploring new passions. This means trying things you wouldn't have thought of before. That's when coming to challenges for a growth mindset, they attack it head on. The fourth activity you can do is self-reflection. Similar to self-exploration, the very first one, self-reflection is also important. Self-reflection is one of the growth mindset activities that looks at your external self rather than your internal self. Let me say that again. Self-reflection is one of the growth mindset activities that looks at your external self rather than your internal. It'll focus on your skills that you built and how you were able to develop them. Regardless of the mindset you have right now, reflecting this way can piece together many things. For one, it helps us to realize that when we first started something, we weren't good at it. And over time, we got used to it. Growth mindset. A great example is the work that you're doing today. Think back to your first day at work. What was it you liked? Did you show up being able to move through a routine and have a solid workflow for the entire day? Or did you have to experiment and figure out what you were good at and what you needed some guidance with? When you take up a new skill, make sure to reflect on your progress too. Keep a record of your changes. This helps with your growth mindset. The fifth activity you can do is research neuroplasticity. It's the study of our brain and how it adapts to the environment, actions, and experiences we go through in life. What this research uncovered was the fact that how we thought of brains before was all wrong. For a long time, we thought our brain was a non-renewable organ. Not true. We never thought our brain could form other neurons on its own, let alone be able to grow and be shaped however we like. What decades of research from other people and me doing my research have uncovered is that regardless of your age, we can grow and learn new things. After all, our brain contains many circuits and pathways. What this simply means is that these pathways allow our brains to push us through a sequence of steps. The more we go through those steps, the more our brain builds up the pathway. It eventually forms a circuit that allows us to perform that task with more skill and speed than before. So these are just five of the activities. Growth mindset activities you can do to help build your mindset. Practice on them every day. Try helping yourself get that growth mindset because you can teach yourself new things. What I tell my grandchildren and my children their whole entire lives, learn something new. That's part of a growth mindset. Thank you so much for tuning in today for another episode of Creating a Mindset for Success. Tomorrow, we're going to be covering a checklist on developing a success mindset. You don't want to miss that one. We want to go ahead and start getting prepared so that we can go ahead and check ourselves off as to what we need to do so we can have that success mindset. I just gave you five growth mindset activities to help build your mindset. So we're going to go over a checklist to help you out so you can stay on track tomorrow. Again, I am your host, Karonda Glover. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.